I'm Michael Rees. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server Engine team, and I'm here to talk to you about what I have been doing over the last couple of years in preparation of SQL Server codename Denali, which is our upcoming SQL Server release that will come out sometime next year, I hope. I have been what we call a scenario owner, which means I'm kind of responsible for value judgments and technology that we ship in a certain area. And the beyond relational scenario basically is an area that is providing functionality in the SQL Server product around managing non-relational data and providing non-relational services. So what does that mean exactly? Well, in SQL Server, we have a tradition of providing some non-relational data and service support since at least SQL 7.0 with full text search. And we are kind of expanding and building on top of that in our future release. Reasons why we do that is that we see an increase in requirements of managing unstructured data, spatial data, and other things, and we also see our customers that have been using those functionalities, like our existing full text search or our existing file stream functionality or spatial, to come back to us with requirements and requests about increasing and improving the functionality that we offer. So let me give you a quick overview of what we are doing in Denali. So we have been focusing primarily on two areas. One area we call rich unstructured data and services support, or short, whatever we call it internally, RUDS. So what does that comprise of? Well, in SQL Server 2008, we have been supporting what we call FileStream, which gives you the ability to manage your unstructured data stored in a file system to have efficient streaming. But FileStream does not give you a full integration of your unstructured data experience. You can't use Office to edit that document and store it directly into the database. So one thing that we have focused on is basically provide capabilities that make it easier for you to manage your unstructured data. And what we did was we introduced something that is called file table. Now, file table is simply a create table foo as file table statement, and it exposes a SMB share through the Windows shell, and you can just do whatever you want to do with it as if it's basically a file system. Now, there are some advantages for doing that, because you don't want to buy a file system or an operating system, put a database on just to get another file system. So the benefits that you're getting is you have integrated manageability of both your structured data inside the database and your unstructured data that you probably want to combine with it. And in addition, you have additional services on it, such as full text search and the new functionality that we have around semantic search. And you can link it with primary key, foreign key relationships with relational data that you have inside your database. So file table basically allows you to now use your Windows shell to copy, drop files into the database. You can do simple, you can use your standard editing software to edit your documents. You can use Office, for example, to open up a Word document that you have stored inside the database, change it, store it back, etc. And the services that we provide are, of course, all the integrated services that you expect from the database. So you will have integrated backup restore. You will have the ability to use select statements over that table. So you have the normal kind of T-SQL access. You have the Win32 API access. And you have the ability now to do full text search over it and what we call semantic search. And I will get to that into a second. Around full text search, we have done lots of improvements, especially around performance and scalability. So we are having a goal of supporting about 100 to 350 million documents now, depending on size, in a scalable and efficient way. So it's a huge step over what the experience was with SQL Server 2005 and 2008. And we added some additional functionality to give you deeper insight into the documents that you actually store inside the database. So full-text search, we basically have, besides performance and scale, we worked on improving the functionality. So we have what we call customizable near, which is basically saying that you want to look for documents that contain certain terms within a certain distance, and this distance is now customizable. And we added property search as well. Semantic search is something pretty cool. This is actually a technology that we got out of an incubation project within Microsoft that allows us to analyze documents using language models and some semantical understanding and identify what are the key phrases within those documents. Like, does this document talk about, for example, management issues, or does it talk about investment, or does it talk about some technologies related items? And then you can basically start clustering documents together that are related to each other. So you have kind of a document map that says this document is related to this document with this kind of relevance. So semantic search gives us the ability to not only look at the content of the document as just text strings, but it actually allows us to identify notions of concepts and then relate those concepts with each other and therefore identify what the document is actually about. That's pretty cool, and that basically gives us the ability to do key phrase extraction and document similarity. So this has been basically the functionality around rich unstructured data that we have been focusing on for Denali. Most of the full-text search stuff here that we have is going to be available in CDP 1 already. File table, semantic search will be CDP 2, and then we also have full HADR support, high availability and disaster recovery for all of this, and that's coming online as the HADR functionality is coming online. So these were kind of the rich unstructured data aspect of the beyond relational scenario. The second aspect that we are focusing on is spatial support. Now in SQL Server 2008, we have started adding spatial support as one of probably the last commercial database systems, and it has been very well received. Now, there were, of course, a couple of customer requirements that we are now focusing on. The first one is, around spatial, is that we improve our 2D offering. Now, in that context, what we do is we basically add support for where we get parity of methods between the two geometry and the geography type. So we have two types. One is for flat earth representation, that's a geometry type, and one for geometry, which is round earth. And we didn't have full parity in terms of functionality on those when we introduced that. The other functionality that we did was we now support full globe for geography types, which means that an object can span the whole globe and not just a single hemisphere. We improved precision around our operations, etc., and we introduced circular arcs, which is basically the ability to represent an arc, a circle or some curved line without having to like regress it into 5 million points inside a polygon. Furthermore, we have received feedback around the performance, and so we have been working on performance. We have much more performant functionality around some of our primitive operations. So we basically improved point in polygon checks, for example, for intersections, etc. We improved our spatial indexing to be much more performant, etc. So index performance. And so these were all feedbacks that we basically received from our customers, the ISV partners that we're working with, and our customers that are building applications using this. The index is now such that if you define a default index, you have much more predictable performance than you had before. So these were kind of the things that we have been doing. We really focused on making sure that your experience with managing unstructured data is becoming much more integrated and in a way that you can use it as you're used to operating with your unstructured data. So you just store your documents into a file share that happens to be a database beneath, so you can then build your applications using database logic and have all the manageability and capabilities available to you on the database side. We add more interesting services that you can actually unlock the information that lives inside those documents to make them usable. And we have listened to our customers on the spatial side and improved our spatial support quite interestingly in our second release that has spatial integrated into it. Now, if you have any more questions, I'm sure there will be a link on Channel 9, and we will be monitoring your comments. So any kind of questions and feedback is highly appreciated. Happy holidays.